Welcome to For Preachers Only podcast. This program is designed to encourage the man of God and strengthen him in his daily life and in his walk with the Lord. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And now, your host, yours truly, your friend and bishop, Dr. L.T. Bryant. Well, praise the Lord once again, my fellow laborers in the gospel. It is so important that you believe in the message that you preach and teach. You don't want to be as the Pharisees were, Jesus said. You give burdens to the people that they cannot lift, and you yourself don't lift them. You don't want to have a double standard in your teaching. Understanding that you must be able to eat the same message, the same food that you feed others. The husbandman must be first partakers of the fruit. And so you want to be balanced in your teaching. You want to teach the gospel correctly as God revealed it to you, whereby you don't have to change it no matter where you are in the world. It's the same gospel because you're rightly dividing the word. You don't want to preach one thing to the people, but then you live just the opposite of what you're teaching. Your life must be a reflection of your own teaching. So many people are destroyed and faith is overthrown because of the messengers giving them the do's and the don'ts, and yet the messengers don't take heed to the same message. In my younger days, I came up in a church that didn't watch TV, and I'm not against that at all. They told me we don't watch TV, so without any questioning, I put away my TV for 13 years. Wife and children never watched it. I'll never forget one day my father, my mother and dad were divorced, but they remained friends. My mother said, "Why don't you let your dad come live with you? He needs a place to stay." I don't have a problem with that. And Daddy said he'll come in and take one room and he'll pay the rent. Oh, that was, back then the rent was $160 a month, no problem. I said, "But Daddy, you can come, but you can't bring your TV." He didn't smoke or anything. He said, "Why not?" I said, "Because I'm an elder in the church and we don't watch TV. And I don't want them to come over to my house and see a TV in my house." He says, "I don't watch anything but Christian networks. 700 Club and things like that." I say, "I understand, Daddy, but I can't have a TV in my house." Nevertheless, Daddy didn't come. But man, you should have seen, oh, the hurt in my heart when I heard that our pastor was watching TV every other weekend, had a TV in his closet. My father's gone now. But it broke my heart. I could have taken him in. But I was being obedient to a teaching given to me by someone who was not abiding by it himself. You don't want to be that way. I feel the virtue. You want to live your message in season and out, in public and in private. You want your message to be the same, and you want to show that you abide by it. That's why you have to make sure that what you teach is Bible and is reasonable. Now, there was another well-known preacher, highly respected. God has called him, bless his soul. But in his Christian faith, if you divorce and you were a pastor, you had to step down. Well, he was the pastor of a very famous church, and he himself was well-respected around the world. And to everybody's surprise, his wife divorced him. But he didn't step down. He continued to pastor until he passed, which was just a couple of years ago. This is 2024. And I often wondered, was he going to give up his ministry? I believe the situation forced him and the congregation to search the scriptures more carefully. And they didn't find anything biblically that stated that if a pastor is divorced, he can no longer minister as a shepherd. And this man did not step down. He had to go against his bylaws. However, he was still one of the greatest preachers around. To my knowledge, though, he never remarried. But he had to reconsider his teaching. You want your teaching to be right. You want it to be right in every situation. You don't want to destroy the commandments of God with the traditions of men. We are called to teach the gospel of Christ Jesus and not the traditions of denominations and the traditions of men. But we are to speak what thus saith the Lord. If God doesn't say it, you shouldn't say it. So we need to be careful that the words that we speak are the word of the Lord, rightly divided, speaking the words of truth, giving glory to God Almighty, bringing deliverance to the lost souls, setting the captives free, because we righteously, by his grace, and rightfully preach the good news, the death, burial, resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Until next time, be blessed. Until next time, to my fellow ministers, may he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May God give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. My brothers, we will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. Until next time, keep the faith.